Thank you for calling Yorkshire Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Sure. Margaret Sedlak.
Go ahead with the last name. F-E-D.
S as in Sam. E-D-L-A-K.
How can I help you today, Margaret?
I want to sign up for the specialist they have for $69.99 a month.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to sign you up for service. What's your service address?
66 Glenary Lane.
Zip code?
New York. 12477.
And what you said the street name was?
Glenary Lane. G-L-E-N-E-R-I-E.
Okay. So we can definitely sign you up for service now. Service would be fully available by November 21st, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And what special are you interested in?
$69 for 2 years.
Okay.
Free equipment and it says whole house Wi-Fi. I don't know what that is, but.
Okay, that's fine.
November 25th is available. Okay, now, is this a 5G network? I'm asking because I have cameras and they don't run on 5G.
So it supports two frequency. I think it's 2.4. And let me check again. One moment. I think naturally they run on 2.4 gigahertz. And you do have the option where you can switch over and higher hertz.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know what the gigahertz are or anything. So, okay, so, well, it's got to be better than Spectrum. Okay.
It is, definitely. I can guarantee you that. Yeah. Are you interested in getting the landline service?
I don't need a phone, no.
Okay.
I just need the internet. Do you guys offer television services, too?
No, but we always recommend our customers to do streaming services.
Yeah, I have a handicapped brother that lives next door. I was going to get it for him, but I don't know that he could handle streaming. Block numbers on the remote for the TV as it is.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't use the internet, so he's not able to do that. Okay, so it'll just be for me now.
All right, just to confirm, the address is 66 Glenary Lane, Socrates, New York, 12477.
Correct.
Do you rent or own the property?
I own it.
Your utility wires, is it through the air or is it under the ground?
The wires, they're over the air. They're above ground.
And is your billing address different than your service address?
That's my same thing.
It's the same thing? Okay. Spell your first name for me, please.
M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T.
M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, and you said your last name was S as in Sam, E as in Echo, D as in Dog, L as in Lima, A as in Apple, K as in Kilo. Did I get it right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Email address you'd like to add on file?
P Sedlak.
P
and then my last name.
P
as in Peter.
Oh, okay.
For Peggy. Yes, it's for Peggy. Okay. P Sedlak 3418 at yahoo.com.
3418 at Gmail.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your primary phone number?
845-681-9340.
Okay, and how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Phone is fine.
And a disclosure for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yes.
All right. One moment, please. All right, so just to go over the order, you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet for $69.99 with a discount. You're not interested in any landline service. The service address is 60 Glenary Lane, Socrates, New York, 12477. You own the property, your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Correct.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you need my card number to to take it out of my account monthly?
Well, to do the auto pay, if you do decide to use a credit or debit card, it would take $5 off. But if you use your checking or savings account, that's what takes the $10 off for you to get the
Oh,
$6 to $9.99.
okay. All right. Then I got to give you my checking account number.
Yeah, but first, as part of the order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required.
All right, that's fine.
When you're ready, could you go ahead with your social
Now I
security
got it.
number?
Oh, 0694815505.
You said 0694815505.
Oh, let me go inside. I gotta go look at a check to give you the ACH number.
Okay.
I
All
gotta
right,
find them.
so
So,
no
then the
deposit
check.
is required based on your credit. All right, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing number, okay?
Yeah, I have to find my checkbook, which I don't use very often. Right, let me find an old check. I didn't think that you had to have the check number right away. I'm sorry.
Take your time. I'm here.
Okay. I don't write many checks, that's the problem. Right, you know where it'll be? Probably on my income tax papers, right?
I'm not sure.
No, I got
Sorry.
one checkbook. No, I got one checkbook. It's got like one check left, and it's because I only pay my taxes with it, my land taxes, because they don't take cash. I don't have it somewhere. Don't be in here. Craziness. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Let me go on my computer because my account number's on the computer, I think. And I think the routing number's on there too. Come on, out of the way, doggy.
I'm sorry.
Was talking to the dog. I was yelling at her to get out of the way. She was blocking the way. I couldn't get past it. I'm going to look on my computer and I'll get the routing number for you and the account number. Come on. Let's do it. I'm so sorry. Taxes that I do. Okay, the routing number is 2219-7963.
Oh, nothing came up. You said 2219-7963.
7963.
Oh, 7963. Okay, that's Hudson Valley Credit Union. Okay, what's your account number?
Account number is 21351490.
21351490.
Yes.
Name on the account.
Margaret Sedlin.
And that's a checking account, right?
Yes.
Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
How do you hear about ArchDoc?
I've been keeping an eye out all the trucks and everything going around, and plus you sent me a mailer with the offer on it.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire or septic tank?
I have a septic tank, but it's
Is it
in
on
the
the
back.
Oh, it's in the back. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it's not near where the pole comes in. Does it go overhead or is it underground?
So it just depends on your environment. So usually the day before, the technicians will come and check out to see how they would do the wiring.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just going to read you a few disclosures, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So at the time of your initial connection, the technician still determined the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by ArchDoc Fiber is the property of ArchDoc Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to ArchDoc. ArchDoc Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by accessing your account. You are automatically enrolled with the ArchDoc Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time
Yes.
to time, as listed on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes. I have a question.
Go
Do I
ahead.
Need an account number? Do I need an account number to access archtopfiber.com?
No, you don't. So you'd be getting an
Okay.
email that would prompt you to sign in. Usually your username
Okay.
would be your email address, and they'll provide you with a temporary password. Or once you click on the link, you'd be able to set a new password.
Okay. And is there any way that I can get my payments due, like, at the end of the month or the beginning of the month?
If you want that to happen, then because the day that your services are installed, that would be your billing dates going forward.
Okay.
And your due date would usually be 2 weeks after that.
Oh, okay. So that, you said the 21st, so that would fall near the first. It's just I'm on Social Security. I like to get my bills paid in the beginning of the month when I get my Social Security check.
Oh, that's definitely understandable.
That's
so in November, we'll be giving you a call just to set a date and time for installation. So you can just have that in mind when you're
okay.
When we do give you a call, okay?
Okay, that's great. Okay,
no
thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Nope, not at all.
All right, enjoy the rest of today, and thank you for calling ArchDoc Fiber.
Okay, you too. Thank you.